Chock full. It's always hard to pick, and this week in particular, it's really hard to pick which Ramban to take a look at. So maybe we'll try to have our cake and eat it too, at least a little bit, to take a look at two of the Dibros. And maybe we'll take a look at two, we'll take a look at three. I want to take a peek at the first, Yisoda Yisodos, and we'll take a peek at Shabbos as well. Take a look here at the beginning of Parakhov. The first page in the copy pages, if you're looking at an actual printed Ramban inside. Parakhav Pasuk Beis, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, Ramban writes a chiddush in the first line, one which he himself sort of disagrees with elsewhere. Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. Says Ramban, a deeper hazeh mitzvah aseh. He says you should know that that is a mitzvah aseh. Aseh is a difference to all mitzvahs. What's Ramban puzzled by? Aseh is a difference to all mitzvahs, except that first pasuk doesn't really seem like an instruction. All mitzvahs mean they're all commands. So it's good to remember, because of the basics, mitzvah does not mean a good deed. Mitzvahs are good deeds. But the word mitzvah means a commandment, right? A tzivui. It means you're told to do something or you're told to not. Do something. Mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo saseh. All the aseres hadibros, everything else, is either do's and don'ts. Mostly don'ts. Don't murder. Don't have other gods. Don't commit adultery. Etc. Etc. Right? And a couple of mitzvah saseh. Zachar Samar Shabbos Lekadosh we'll get to. Kaveh Zavich V'Esnimecha. Yes, that is in the aseres hadibros. But Anokha Hashem Elokecha is sort of the odd man out. Because it's not really telling you to do anything. It's not a tzivui. It's not imperative. It's just I say that. I'm here. So often you would look at the first pasuk and say, that's an introduction, that's a preamble to the constitution of Torah. Right? It sounds like the constitution itself will start with Yilacha, the next pasuk, not that little Zohar. And the first pasuk is introducing. Who is the speaker? I'm God. I have Kodesh Baruch Hu identifies himself. Funny idea almost. Kodesh Baruch Hu identifies credentials himself, so to speak, we're saying in terms. I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here's my bio. I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. And now, given that, you have things to talk about. I had expectations of you. That's what you would think, looking, reading the Pesukim simply. We know, we always think of them as a Aseres HaDibros. We always think of Aseres HaDibros, or Chumash says Aseres HaDibros. We always assume Aseres HaDibros, Dibra number one is Anokhi. Rabban said, yes, this is also a Mitzvah Saseh, even though it doesn't really sound like it. What's it telling you to do? And as a matter of fact, you should know, that the Ramban is not the only one in counting this as a mitzvah saseh. If you look on two very different directions, both in terms of genre and in terms of historic when they were historically, both the Rambam and the Zohar are already on record before the Ramban as counting an Anokhi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah saseh. The Rambam counts as mitzvah number one, and take a look at the first big footnote at the bottom, mitzvah saseh, kein gam dasa Zohar. In Va'era, that Anokhi is a mitzvah saseh. Right? So from both sides, the Rambam is meaning a mitzvah, and the Zohar in Pekuda Da, that this is a mitzvah, that Reb Chaim Kanievsky often, very often, in the course of the little kuntras that he wrote, to point out sources for the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, very often the Rambam counts a mitzvah, there's Reb Chaim Kanievsky will point out, the sefer is called Kiryas Melech, to say, yeah, that's a Zohar. Often, very, very often, demonstrate to what extent the Zohar corresponds to the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Now, the Rambam famously, his Minyan HaMitzvah, his Sefer HaMitzvahs, is both presenting his own Shita and disagreeing, sometimes vociferously, with earlier Monei HaMitzvahs, particularly the Bahag, who lived during the Valachas Gedolos. The author of the Valachas Gedolos lived during the period of the Gaonim, and he put together a count of the Tariq Mitzvahs, because the Gemara, the end of Makkah, tells us there are Tariq Mitzvahs, but it doesn't really tell us much about which they are. Actually, the Gemara does sound like Anokhi is one of the Mitzvahs. Bahag doesn't count Anokhi. So so the Rambam attacks, how could you not, Anokhi, as the Rambam is about to tell us, is belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though it's phrased as just a fact, but it means the implication is we need to subscribe to this fact. Rambam says, how could you have a Judaism without an emunah? Well, you said do's and don'ts, but no God? Rambam said, it's absurd. What was the Baha'i thinking? Ramban,
The same Ramban who wrote the Perush HaTorah in front of us also wrote a running commentary on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvah, his Count of the Mitzvahs. And one of his main goals, one of the main objectives of his Hasagas and Sefer HaMitzvahs, is to defend the Bahag. Or in a sense, almost to defend the honor of the Bahag. What I mean by defending the honor of the Bahag is he won't always, when the Rambam disagrees with the Bahag, the Ramban is not partisan. He will sometimes explain why he thinks the Bahag is correct, and sometimes he'll explain why he thinks the Rambam is correct. But even when he personally agrees with the Rambam, he'll say, I agree with the Rambam that I don't accept the Bahag's approach, but let me show why the Bahag's approach is a reasonable approach. Let me show what the basis is. I personally disagree, but the Rambam is pushing back the Bahag so vigorously, you gotta show kavod to the Bahag. That's in fact one of the Ramban's overall goals, a number of svarim, so to defend the kavod of the Rif and the Gaonim. So here's a beautiful example. The Ramban himself opens his Perush HaTorah by saying, I agree with the Rambam. And yet he, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, says, I agree with the Rambam, but let me explain what the Bahag is thinking. Let's see what he says here, and then we'll talk about the Bahag as well. Hadibur Azeh, says Ramban, again, Perakav Pasik Bey, the Nokhe Shalom, Hadibur Azeh Mitzvah Seh, this is the Mitzvah Seh, that's the Ramban's position, in line with both the Rambam, who lived a generation or two before Ramban, and the Zohar, many centuries before. What Mitzvah Seh is it, though? So Omar, Anokhi Hashem, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and writes in Lukos, I am God, Yoreh V'Yitzaveh Osam, She'yedu'u V'ya'aminu. It's a mitzvah. Here Ramban is carefully choosing both verbs that the Rambam may have used in different places, Ladas and Lehamin, to know and to believe, which sounds like, perhaps, at least for some, to believe is to accept without, seeking proof or seeking rational basis, and Ladas is to take the emunah I already have and to seek to develop the intellectual structure for it, to understand why I believe what I believe. He said, but let's see what he said. Ladas and Lahamin, the Ramban is being careful in using both verbs. Ki yesh Hashem, that there is a God. Who Elokim Lahem. Ramban is sensitive. No, here's a pretty important pasuk, right? We should spend a few minutes understanding what the Nefesh HaMelech means. Ramban says, the first thing you have to know is when you read that pasuk, we should be sensitive. Enoki Hashem Elokecha. I'm Hashem. You're Elokim. Why does it say Enoki Hashem? What does it mean? I'm Hashem and I'm your Elokim. What does that mean? Yesh Hashem. There is a God out there. Hu Elokim Lahem. And he's an Elokim, a Lord, for us. Kolomar. The Rabban says, let me unpack that marvelously. Kolomar, hove kadmon, a hove is lihyos, an exister, a being that exists, a thing, kadmon, that was the first, or that came before the universe. Me'ito haya hakol b'chepetz, v'yicholetz. Everything else exists because at his chepetz and at his yicholetz. It's because God wills it, and because God makes it so. He has the power, and he has a desire for there to be a universe. Vehu Elohim Lohem, Shechayav L'Avod Oso. So Hashem, Yudke Bavke, it means HaYahoveh V'Yeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is eternal, so that means that he was here before the universe, which implies he created the universe, he sustains the universe. That's, in the Rambam's terminology, that's Ani Mamin number one. And then Elohim, that would be Elohim Hashem, we'd already cover that. What's Elohim Hashem Elokecha? He says, Elokecha is Shechayav Vehu Elohim Lohem, Shechayav L'Avod Oso. That we need to, it's not just a reality, God's running the world that we can be passive, we need to worship, we're supposed to be Avdei Hashem. We're supposed to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Elohim means. That he's our master. Not just that he's out there and this is the way in the background, but we're supposed to respond and reciprocate as well. Now that's in Ramban's count of Ani Mamins, that is Ani Mamin number 5. The last of the Ani Mamins about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Rambam turns to Torah, and Nehuah and Torah and Sfar B'Yonesh is once you accept Ani Mamins 1 and 4 specifically, that exists a God who creates and sustains the world and that he's above time and place and the world exists within the bubble of time and place that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, comes Ani Mamin number 5, Lo Levado Ro'i Lavo. So Ramban sees all of those in the first three words of the Dibros. And it's a mitzvah, as he said, not just a statement of fact, but it's a chiyuv, it's a commandment. We are commanded to Ladas and Lahamin, at the very least to believe, and perhaps ideally, not only to believe, but whatever Ramban means by Ladas, either he means to understand why we believe what we believe, or he means to feel in your kishkas. But to have that the multi-layered amuna in these ideas, and that the Hashem, that there's a God, and Elokecha, a personal relationship, and we're meant to, we ought to be reciprocated. And then he goes on to say, so how did the pasuk flow? Anokhi Hashem, Elokecha, great, a mitzvah to believe.
Hashem of Tzitzicha, Meretz Mitzrayim, Vesav Adim, how does that fit in? Talking about Tzitzicha Mitzrayim, and again, it's such an important pasuk, again, a pair of terms. He took us out of Mitzrayim, of Vesav Adim. Now this is not a chance to just review Jewish history. It's not relevant here, and we already had Shmos, Va'era, Bo, Mishalach. But what's this doing in the Seras HaDibros? If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is identifying himself, so to speak, okay, so he's explaining who he is. But if this is the mitzvah to believe, so what's Yetzias Mitzrayim doing here? And specifically, the double language, like the double language Hashem Lokecha, the question that comes, double language of Mitzrayim and Beis Avad. So let's see, in the third line, Rabban, the Amar. Asher Hosei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, when it goes on to say, I'm the one who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, Ki Hotsa'asam Misham, the next word is not Torah, but Toreh. It indicates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us out of Mitzrayim, indicates, it's Moreh, or Morah, Al HaMetzius Al HaChefetz, on the existence of Ribbono Shalom, and on his will. He's out there, and he's power, and he's involved and cares about what goes on. Mitzius and existence and will. Ki, Rabban explains. Again, just a few lines here are so dense with meaning. Ki biyadiyo uva hashgacha mimenu yatsanu misham. Because we left Mitzrayim as a result of God's knowledge and hashgacha, his caring, really, his involvement. They said, you see both things. Mitzius, okay. God was there, he knows what's going on, and they say that he cares and he's involved. And he gets and Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrated both. Again, for the Ramban in particular, who has seen a number of times, he's the one who keeps saying that throughout the Makos, you have these psuk, those Laman, Laman Yedu, Laman Saper, that every Makah, Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps reminding to Moshe Rabbeinu that this Makah is here in order to teach Ikari Emunah. So then this is the culmination. After this whole story, it all comes together in Noch Hashem Lekech. One pasuk. Here are the core things what you should notice, and here's where you see it from. So, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a great demonstration of Anochi Hashem. The Gam Torah al Chiddush. It also demonstrates not a Chiddush the way we would say in Achronish terminology, a Chiddush. Chiddush he means in the philosophical sense that God is Mechadesh the world. That God, the world started at a certain point in time. Bereshis Bara Elokim. That God is the creator of the universe, not the universe has always sort of been here. If one were to believe in the Apikursus of Kadmus HaOlam, that the universe has always been here, that God didn't create the universe, then he's not really in a position to exercise total control over the universe. It's, as the Rambam reminds us as well, elsewhere, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the entire universe, and he created time and space and mathematics, everything within that box he creates, matter and energy, everything that makes up our universe, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu has total control. And usually allows things, chooses to allow things to follow certain rhythms which he himself created, and at times will cause the universe to diverge from those rhythms. The Torah ayecholas, ayecholas Torah al yuvah. And it demonstrates Kadosh Baruch Hu has total power. And if he has total power, that, as Rambam points out as well, demonstrates yuvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has unfettered power, that means he is the only one, and vice versa. If one didn't believe in Hashem Echad, then it means no God is really totally in control. So these ideas all mesh together, the Ikar Emunah all mesh together. And then he Rabbi himself said, remember I told you about this earlier, Chumash Mod, Kemo Sha Amar, Avorte Daki and Kamoni B'chal Ha'aretz, going back to the box. It says, and that, now let's go back, now put the pasuk together. That's the reason why the pasuk has to say, not just Anochi Hashem Lekecha, but I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim.
Ki heim ha-yodim, ve'edim v'cha'elah. Because I told you certain facts, Hashem, Anochi Hashem, that I'm here, I'm involved, I know. So that's demonstrated by Asher HaTzitzicha Hu. That's right. So this is the basis, grounds. And then, one more movement in this pasuk. The pasuk doesn't end with Asher HaTzitzicha Hu. That's right. It's Hashem Tzitzicha Mitzrayim. What's the other description of Mitzrayim in the pasuk? in Tavad. What's that all about? The Baal says, it's gorgeous. It's in total parallelism. These two facts, two sources. Hashem, Elokecha, Mitzrayim, Beis Avadim. Take a look. The Tam Beis Avadim, the third to last line, second to last line. Well, what's that, what does that mean? What's the significance of that? Why the extra phrase? Shall you own them in Mitzrayim, Beis Avadim, Shmuel Leparo? But you were in Mitzrayim, as much as you were in Mitzrayim and God took us miraculously out. Where were we? What state were we? Rabban. Wow. The fact that we're supposed to be, that he's not just Hashem, he exists, that we're supposed to reciprocally worship him and feel subordinate, surrender ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's because Yehu Patel Sami Abdus Mitzrayim. Kitam, Abodaihem, Asher Otsei Siosam, Eretz Mitzrayim. Coming up at the end of Chumash Vayikra. So he says, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim with all the nisim that were attendant, that was a demonstration of Anokhi Hashem. They showed that he's out there and he knows and he cares and he's involved and he has power. Klili Hashem Achad. That whole series of statements about Hashem. And then Elokecha, which means we're supposed to do something also. We should feel Meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he says, it's not only that if he created the world, so it makes sense we ought to follow instructions. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Beis HaGadol. He freed us in order that we could plug into a higher, sublime type of Avdus. Not a negative, denigrating Avdus to Paro, but instead an Avdus that will raise us up, an Avdus that will refine us, an Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said that, that's what Pasuk says later. And it's expanded on explicitly in the Pasuk in the Chumash Vayikra. It says it's encapsulated form right here. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shehar Tzitzichim Eretz Mitzrayim, Mebeis Avadim. Eretz Mitzrayim, that demonstrates Anochi Hashem. And Mebeis Avadim is sort of the explanation, the rationale for the fact that he's Elokecha. You know, the famous word they say from the Alexandra Rebbe, the Rebbe of Alexander, used to say, where's that? Rabbi Alexander used to say that you say in the Piyutim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Atu Hashem Elokeinu Bashamayim Uvaretz. That's one of the famous Piyutim. Atu Hashem Elokeinu Bashamayim Uvaretz, Gibor V'Nara, that Dagum Rivaran Safa Yehim, Atu Hashem Elokeinu Bashamayim Uvaretz. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge, you're Elokeinu, up in the sky and down here. Alexander Rebbe. Start saying Alexander Rebbe, but brought you back. So Rebbe Alexander is famous for saying, we'll start from the beginning again, L'chvod Cha. Rebbe Alexander is famous for saying that in the Piyutim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, what's Pshat? Anochi Atu Elokeinu Bashamayim Uvaretz. So he said, it's pretty easy to recognize Elokeinu Bashamayim. To say, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and there are malachim, and sort of, as long as it's up there and out there, that's not so hard. Again, it's hard for some. But for a religious person, to say, okay, I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is up in the sky, that's great. Up in the heavens, perhaps, not in the sky. But to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu Ba'aretz, that's a lot harder. But to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu in the abstract, as long as it doesn't impact my life, that's a lot easier than Elokeinu Ba'aretz means that the decisions I make on a day-to-day basis actually have to conform to Ratzon Elokim, that's a lot harder. To say that I have to listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the boardroom and in the dining room and wherever, all other parts of my life, that's a lot harder than just to say that accept Ribbono Shel Olam in the theory. So that captures really what the Ramban is saying, not only that piyut, but that's the first of the sets of divers. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. After Ribbono Shel Olam, the abstract, and the lamasa part in terms of what we need to do as a result. Bensin, you've been waiting very patiently.
Yes, it's not really relevant anymore, so if you want, you could Thursday night questions me, but how seriously should we take the Taryag mitzvos? Like, obviously the mitzvos are serious and stuff, but there definitely are more mitzvot than 613, proved by the fact that everyone argues which ones should be included. And even among the inclusions, Rambam, like, you know, counts like subsets at, like, under just one mitzvah instead of multiple.
Great question. I don't think you have to Thursday night, you, as you said.
It's a great question. I'll give you a quick answer. And let me rephrase it. And imagine the flippancy in the presentation wasn't really meant as a serious type of flippancy, or I guess that's a little bit of an oxymoron. But let me say, the Gemara does say, and the truth, Ramban himself asks a similar question. Those of you that have a chance to learn with in the afternoon during the second period, we can work our way through the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam, the beginning, together with some of the Rambams. So the idea of Targum Mitzvos comes from Agada to the very end of Masechet Matos, Darash Rav Shmuel, and it generated, knowing the number 613 without having a list from Chazal what they are, generated, it said a lot of literature over the centuries. It was very much a focus for a couple of centuries, then it sort of went out of focus from around the middle of the period of Gaon until the middle of the period of Rishonim. But several centuries of some of the greatest minds of Klal Yisrael spend a lot of time, most famously the Bahag, the Rambam, the Ramban, but there were plenty of others as well, spent a lot of time on this. Then it sort of stopped being such a focus, and then more recently, Reuven Fischel Perel in the mid-20th century, as a few others, revived that somewhat. Reuven Fischel Perel took a poem of Rusadigon, which was called Azharos. It's a type of piyut that was meant to be read. It's a particular genre, a particular style of piyut. It was a minhag for, and it still is in many communities, that the morning of Shavuos, you have a piyut which goes through in poetic form all the Targum Mitzvos. It's sort of part of the Kabbalah Satorah. So Rav Sadigon wrote such a piyut. Sadigon was a major, not only a poet, a major world-class Talmud Chacham. So Rav Yochanan Fershel Pella took his poem, just a few pages, and made them into three fat volumes called Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadigon. Because he takes, mamash loy ba'alei, take like a phrase, two words, four words, six words, which could be one or two or three mitzvahs, and he'll give you 10 pages. This is 1 second. He develops, based on that little poem, he develops a comprehensive approach to what Rav Sadigon's approach to counting mitzvahs, and often will diverge and discuss all the other Rishonim as well. So there was a revival recently, last couple of decades, of that, the last century, of that work. Yeah, it is true that there are more than Targum Mitzvahs. In fact, the Ramban, the first thing he discusses is, are we so sure there are 630 mitzvahs? That's Rav Shmuley's approach. Maybe not everyone agrees with that. How much do we have to invest in this effort? So Ramban works on that. He points out, Price thinks not everyone agrees, but he thinks it is a dominant view in Chazal. It's not just Rav Shmuley Shita. And one of the things the Rambam tried to do is to systematize it. Rambam's overall meta critique of the Bahag, besides disagreeing with him on particular mitzvahs, was he felt that the Bahag wasn't methodical. He felt like the Bahag was haphazard. And the Rambam was a very strong believer that there needs to be a consistent definition of what is a mitzvah. And then, obviously, we're going to have to, the control on that definition, it has to be something which will generate 613. The Rambam says it has to be something which is daraisa or something which is in chumash. It has to be a mitzvah that applies forever, not something with an expiration date. And it talks about when you lump mitzvahs together into one, when you split them into many. The Rambam, and then the Rambam continues to work on sort of systematizing what is the definition of a mitzvah. And Rav Confessional Parallel discusses what's nafkamina, whether something's a mitzvah or not. It's clear that way more than 613 dinim. But there are 613 mitzvahs. Ramban at one point indicates that perhaps 613, and Rambam himself actually indicates, it was maybe like the core, Rambam clearly said there were the core concepts of halacha, and the core sort of organizing principles of halacha are the Targum Mitzvahs. His whole Mishnah Torah is built explicitly as an elaboration on the Targum Mitzvahs. So there's more to say about Anochi, but we saw some key points. I want to turn our attention a little bit, for a couple of minutes, to Shabbos. Ramban has a lot to say about Zachar and Yom Shabbos Kacho. We're definitely not going to see everything. I made copies of more pages than we're going to see, but that was Bekavana, because I would strongly recommend, if you have time, over the next day or two or three, it would be worth not only chazaring Ramban inside, well, the part that we do see, but to go forward beyond where we get to as well. Yeah.
Saying, yeah. Why is it so important that all these like Rishonim and Agonim spend a lot of time actually figuring out which were the 613? Like, I understand there's like certain, there could be certain afkaminas, whether something's like a mitzvah or not, but it doesn't seem like something that's so major that it should.
Yeah, that's a good question. And as I was saying before, a couple moments ago, there are several afkaminas. Real official parallel works on
how many Nafka Minas are there? It may have a lot to do with when we look at, say, one sort of a technical Nafka Mina, but important also in what it indicates, what's a siman to, is when you give punishment, we give onshin for Averos, so the Gemara talks about shameless Mechulam, Chatas, and by Malchus also, and it's multiple, if you violate multiple Yisurim, you'll get a separate onshin each one. So Rambam certainly, and others also, assumed that that grouping corresponds to how you break up the Tarag Mitzvahs. And there are Nafkimiyot like that. And then the Rambam seems to understand also, or like in a larger sense, this is these are the categories of halacha. And all halacha is really elaborating on these cores. He writes that thing in Shorosh Gal or Shorosh Hed. These are sort of like the core concepts and the core categories of halacha. And then with practical Nafkimiyot, also like Malkas and Chatzas and so on. So let's take a brief look at a little bit here on the second page in the packet that you have. If you're actually looking in, and no one has a Ramban today. Okay, if you had a Ramban, you would be turning many pages. The Pasuk Ches. Not so many psukim later, but the Ramban has a lot to say about the first Dibra and the second Dibra and the third Dibra and the fourth. And here we are at number four. Zachar Sama Shabbos L'Kadsho. So again, we take that Seres Dibra for granted. Ramban, who knew that Seres Dibra is better than we, and knew Chumash in general, and lots of other things better than we, also trains us to learn with open eyes. We've been spoken past about the lullaby effect. The Tzitzis party, right? How we often sort of, the things that we've known from when we're little, we tend to, which we originally met when before we were ready to analyze, we often will naturally sort of just go with the flow and never reanalyze. Unless, in learning, you make a conscious effort to say, now I'm 17, 18 years old, now let's look at Shemot Esrei in a way I could not have looked at Shemot Esrei when I was 7, 8 years old. Let's look at Avraham Avinu. Purim is coming up. Let's look at Megillas Esther with eyes that I didn't have a couple of years ago. There's obviously, there was a way to understand Megillas Esther, levels on which one can understand Megillas Esther, even as a child, but obviously there's more to Megillas Esther than a child could comprehend. Purim is not only for kids, so as one matures, there's more to learn, and that's going to require opener eyes. See, well, we will be doing that as Purim gets closer. I have a chance to hopefully use the Malbim, and maybe others, as a vehicle to look at Mamash Pshuto Shel Mikra, of the Megillah with open eyes. Right now, Ramban gives us a great burst to that. He says, Shabbos, what's it doing here? Why are the Aseres Dibros organized the way they are? Why is Shabbos a natural next move? After Shatziva, Par Patsuches, Shina'amin B'Shem HaMiyuchad, after telling us we need to believe in Rosh Hashanah, Shu HaNimtza, Hu HaBore, Hu HaMeitin, Hu HaYachol, Rosh Hashanah exists, and He causes our existence, He knows what's going on, He has omnipotence, He has total capability, and Shini'achid HaMud B'Chol Eila HaKabal HaLevado, we're going to focus it only on Ribbono Shalom. We're going to avoid Avodah Zarah, that was Dibra number two, and Sivoshin Nechabed Zecher Shemo. Then he says number three is not to swear falsely in Kadosh Baruch Hu or in vain. Ashav Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's that all about? No, that's showing respect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah didn't say here not to swear by God's name falsely, it's Lashav, meaninglessly, something silly. I'm going to swear that I jumped to the moon last night. I'm going to swear by God. That's not a question of true or false. It's patently, on its face, absurd. That's not a shvua sheker. That's a shvua shav. It's a void, null, empty shvua. And that, one could argue, is an even greater bizayon to Shem Hashem than a shvua l'sheker. Because everyone even, it's not just that I know that I'm misusing the Kodesh, and everyone knows that it means nothing. As soon as it comes out of my mouth, you know, everyone knows that I'm saying Narishkeit. I'm invoking a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name for that. So avoiding that is a covet for Hashem Hashem. Then he says, the next mitzvah after that, Sivan, in the third line, Shenaseh ba simen v'zikaron tamid, lehodiyah shu barakom. The next step is, now that we have these ideas, because the chobos alavavos, we have the ideas, we have the attitude, now we're going to do something with it. Nasa, we're going to do, we're going to operate, we're going to perform, chobos haivarim,
something that's going to symbolize this, that will remind us of it. Lehodiyah shu bara hakol, and that is Shabbos. Zeichel l'maaseh b'reishis. In Parshas Yisro, the focus is not on Mitzrayim, the focus is on maaseh b'reishis. And then he goes on to say, okay, so now we understand the sequence. Now let's talk about the language. What is the content? What does the Torah say about Shabbos? Amar, zocher zomer Shabbos l'katcha. That's how this paragraph opens. When Mishnah Torah kasuv, Mishnah Torah is not the Rambam Sefer, obviously it means Kumash Rambam, right? Kumash Rambam, Parshat Vaschadon, shomer zomer Shabbos l'katcha. So what's going on with that? So he says, let me tell you, and you probably know, Rabbi Hussein Omer Bazen, that Chazal says in the bottom of Gemara and Shmuas and elsewhere, the Chazal comment, Zachar v'shamer b'dibur echad emrim. The Zachar and Shamer were said with one dibur, v'lo hikpidu v'lo shomos achem sheskaplem.
Ramban says, Chazal didn't focus as much on there are other changes between the dibras also, and even within this dibra of Shabbos, for instance, in Vaschanon, there's a focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Here the focus is entirely Zeichel Ma'aseh B'reishis. HaKavana Lah says that Chazal focused particularly on the opening word, HaKavana Lahem, what are they driving at? Ki Zachar Mitzvah Saseh. Siva Shenizka Yom HaShabbos L'Kavshel HaShachem. To remember Shabbos to make holy. Shamar Etzlam, Mitzvah Lo Saseh. Shamar, it means an Aveir to be avoided. Why? Because those who learn Makkos know that Lo Saseh means something which is phrased in the Torah in negative terminology, usually Lo Taseh. Usually don't do the word low, but there are three other words that also have a negative meaning in biblical Hebrew. Hishamer, pen, and al. That's the equivalent. Hishamer, kamakum shenema, hishamer, pen, vial. Whenever you see any one of those three words, hishamer, or the word pen, or the word al, don't. Pen means lest. And hishamer means be careful, beware, keep away. Anyway, I'll also say those also convert the mitzvah into a losa, say one which is phrased negatively. So, Yazir, Shinish, what that means? Shinish Maroso, Lukacho, Shalom Nechalaleu. He reminds us that what? The Zachar and Shamar, that's what Chazal are focusing on. Zachar and Shamar highlight two different aspects of Shabbos. The mitzvahs Aseh of Shabbos and the mitzvahs Los Aseh of Shabbos. Yeah, question. Tiny little wing, very patient. Shabbos question?
One of the Shabbos Dibros you mentioned that Shabbos is the Shabbos Dibros. Why do you say them all?
What?
Saying all like when Hashem starts in
Hebrew. Oh, puts Zachar and Shamar together?
Yeah.
Yes, so that's what he picks up on right now. He presents, some way misunderstands Zachar and Shamar. Says, this is lo yizbol so mishen yirazal b'talmas. If you're familiar with Gemara, you'll understand the following. Mefurish Amru, here's the Gemara Brachas. A very famous Gemara Brachas, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Nashim chayavet bekira shiyam uzvar Torah shenemar zachar v'shomer kol sheyesh v'shmira yesh v'beschira. The Gemara says the women are chayav to make kiddush min haTorah. That Gemara by the tells us two things. And what it tells us that kiddush is daraisa. Here we have say shin tzad yiches. Kiddush is daraisa, and not as kiddush daraisa for men, it's even daraisa for women. As it tells no one that kiddush is mitzvah daraisa. And it points both men and women, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah says Shema Brahma, he goes on to say, Anashim chayavas b'shmira. Women are obligated as much as men to shmira Shabbos, which means, the Gemara is clear, means avoid avera. Shekal mitzvahs lo saseim chayavas, avoiding malacha Shabbos. V'lo v'hayu chayavas b'zechira, shehu mitzvahs saseh, shazman Brahma Rashi Petrus. They ought to have been peturos from Kiddush. The same way women don't have to eat matzah, the same way women don't have to shake lulav, or sit in sukkah, or hear shofar, they should have been peturos from Kiddush and from matzah. And in both those cases, the Gemara presents a drasha to explain why that's an exception. Matzah, because matzah put together with tamez, the same pasuk, a classic haggish. A haggish, we have two concepts, two deen, the same pasuk that indicates the common, thank you very much,
that indicates the common rules and regulations. So chametz and matzah, the Israel chametz and mitzvah in matzah appear in the same pasuk in Parashas Bo. That tells us the same way we are chayavos to avoid chametz, they're chayavos to eat matzah. See here too, the hekesh. Not a classical hekesh though. Usual hekesh means two dinim in the same pasuk. And here it's really two dinim in the same pasuk. Two dinim in two different parts of chumash. Right. The hekesh hazem nechayevosam. This hekesh is mechayev them in kin. And he tameh, says Ramban. Is I'm shocked. If never zachu v'shamah piyadvura, lamo neftabu luchus v'shanos. If they're both said by Ramban Shalom, if Chayishma heard them both, why don't they both appear in the first set of luchus? Ramban said, and it speaks also to the question of why does one appear in Yisro and one appears in Vestan? So Ban says something fascinating. Yitachen Shahayibul, which is a general question. What's the story with the differences between Yisro and Vestan? It says about Yitachen, it could be. Sounds like he's not sure, but he's suggesting as a strong possibility. Shahayibul, it would make sense to say, as in Hayitachen. So this is Hayitachen, as you probably all know, the letter Hey with a Chatav Patach is a question mark. Right? Like in Spanish, you start and end a question with the question marks. Okay? So, Lahavdil, biblical Hebrew, you start a question with the Ha. So, Ha Yitachin means, is it Yitachin? Yitachin means, it could be. The Yitachin, it would make sense. It's plausible, he says. Shahai Baluchus HaRishonos VaHashniyos Chazer Zachin. Maybe Luchus Rishonos said Shomer. Luchus Shniyos said Zohar. Moshe appears to Israel, ki shamor ne'marimo. By the time you get around 40 years later, Parshat Vayeshlach, the next door, they never even saw the Luchos Rishonos. He explains to the next generation, it sounds like Ramban is saying, you should know the extent, the existing intact set of Luchos Shniyos, the words, what's written in Zohar, you should know that Ribbono Shel Olam said shamor together with Zohar. V'zu kavanas nabiyamas. Then goes on to quote Kabbalah, with the Midrash of Nechuni ben Hakana, and the Medrash of Nechuni ben Hakana. What do we say that's from Nechuni ben Hakana? There's a seven, eight line poem. Some say every day in Karbanos, especially those that was chassard. And even the Unos Rashba people say it Friday night. Some people even sing it. Anabakov. Rishon ben Hakana is understood to have been one of the Tanoim who was very strong in Kabbalah. So the Medrash of Rishon ben Hakana he's looking at, he's putting on the bottom, is a Sefer HaBahir, one of the very early Sefer Kabbalah. He says there's a sod gadol we're going to skip here's a Kabbalah. Yes, we will skip it. I don't know about you, but I am not 40 years old yet. But then he goes on to say, on the next page, I want to just read another couple of lines. And we'll make you happy, Josh, because the next couple lines are flowing from the Kabbalistic nugget. The very, very famous Ramban with Halachikim who gives a Halshkafic basis for a very, what might have struck us incorrectly as a very dry, lumdishly interesting, but Halshkafically dry area of Halacha. Take a look at this. Hey, Shin Sadi Tess over here, on the third line. The emes who gam came. He says it's also true. Ki midas zohar rimzo b'mitzvah saseh. He says, we'll maybe leave out some of the Kabbalistic angle here, but we should be zeichet to be able to understand this. The fourth line of his Shin Sadi Tess, he says zohar is merames to mitzvah saseh, and matter of fact, al pi halacha is a mitzvah saseh, kiddush. Behu ha-yotzei mi-midas ha-ava, behu le-midas ha-rachem. It says, mitzvah ha-say corresponds to Ava Hashem. What does that mean? Ki ha-usim, mitzvah ha-donav, ohuv lo, v'ha-donav m'rachem alav. Mitzvah shomar, but mitzvah lo saseh. He says, doing mitzvahs, this is something we saw in subtly conveyed by the Mesil Sisharim as well, when he spoke about Zahiris and Zrizas,
that doing mitzvah saseh is an expression of avos Hashem. You love, you care, you want to do for someone. Or for someone, human someone, or for the divine someone. Mitzvah shomar b'mitzvah lo saseh. B'hu l'midas hadin b'yotzei midas hayira. He says, avoiding averus is usually an expression of yiras Hashem. Staying away from, supposed to stay away from. Embracing and doing and performing, doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah saseh, is really more an expression of avos Hashem. And he goes on to say, next line, and here he comes to a great lamdash sugya with a fascinating, again, hashkafic look. L'chein, here at the beginning of the seventh line, page 10, it says, mitzvah saseh gedola mitzvah lo saseh. He says, the truth is, you accomplish more when you do a mitzvah say than when you avoid an avera, because mitzvah say is the expression of Ava Hashem, and avoda me'ava is a higher level than avoda me'ira. If I do with my body, or with my property and my funds, at the perform for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put my body, my person, at the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I put my property at the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikayim ba'oseh b'gufo v'mamono, ritzon adonav, hu gadol me'anishmer esos hara b'enav. It's even greater than when I avoid doing the wrong thing. V'chein amru, he says, da'asi yaseh v'da'achi lo saseh. And he says, you want to know why a whole sugya in the first paragraph of Yivamis, aseh da'achi lo saseh? I can wear the beged. I have a four-cornered garment with linen. Tcheles has to be wool. The mitzvah of tzitzis is docha daver of kalayim. Where does it come from? The Gemara says it comes from those tzukim and kiseitze, perhaps. The tzitzis is next to kashanis. But you want to know what it means, says the Rambam? What it means, the reason why. I say docha lo saseh. He says, because you do a mitzvah saseh, the expression of avos Hashem. That's a higher level than the expression of yiras Hashem. And then the Ramban, who is at the same time a great in Parshanut, and great in Gemara and Lamdas and Halacha, and great in Machshava and Kabbalah, says, you're going to ask me Akasha. Again, classic Ramban al-Torah style. It doesn't even say the Akasha, it just implies it and tells you the answer. Vivim Tomar, how can you tell me that? And Aseh is a higher level than Losaseh. Everyone knows that Losaseh Lavan often have an Onesh. Malchus, sometimes even worse, Misa's Bezin, Misa B'dei Shamayim, Kareis, Chatas, you almost never have that by Mitzvah Sei. That's exactly why a Mitzvah Lo Saseh. He says, that's exactly what Mrs. Losa say, there's more expression of Onesh because it corresponds to Midas Hadin. Not because it's fundamentally more Chamer. He says, ain't Osen Bo Din by Mrs. Hasei, except the Mordin. The person is, by Mrs. Hasei, the only time Bezin will take action is the person is still in the state of refusing to do the Mitzvah. And we can still get into the Mitzvah. Lulav at Tzitzis ain't a fellow is to refuse to take Lulav and still Sukkot. If you used to wear the tzitzit, if you used to sit in the sukkah, then based on Harry Umakano, so I should kabel love la so that should take an option. Bezin is going to force him to comply, but not as that's we can still get you to do the mitzvah. We're going to push you to do the mitzvah, but once the mitzvah is over, if need be. But once the mitzvah is done, sukkahs is over. He never wanted to refuse to sit in sukkah. We get them after sukkahs. Bezdin will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give an onesh. But Bezdin, the terrestrial human Bezdin, will give an onesh for a violating Lavan, but not for in the past having violated Hamivakal Mitzaseh, because, again, here he gets semi Kabbalistic, the Mitzvah Lo Saseh corresponds to Mitzvah Hadin. And that's expressed in the din of the Bezdin as well. But it's not because fundamentally you're doing something worse. That's what he's saying. There's even more power in be mekayim mitzvah say than in avoiding mitzvahs lo saseh, despite the fact that lo saseh have the lavin have human onshim and mitzvahs typically don't. And that's because it's a greater accomplishment. That's why I say docha lo saseh. And then finally, Yeah, a bunch of fellows have the way, and then one final line. Yeah, Elazar, you've been waiting very patiently. It sounds like that's what he said. Okay, I read it wrong. Did I read it wrong? Oh, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Right, he says, oh, I'm sorry, you're right. Thank you for the correction. Right, he says in the second last line of Shem Sarechas, he says it could be it was written Zachar on both. Thank you for that correction. Right, he said, Yitachein, Rufus Rishon, and Shinus said Zachar. Correct. Moshe explains to Klal Yisrael, thank you. Luchas had said Zachar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was written. Zachar was written on both sets of Luchas. But Ribbono Shel Olam had said, in real time, had said both Zachar and Shamar. And they were, thank you. And what the Rabban is saying is probably the next generation that had not been present in Ma'amarasi or had been children. So in Vaschan, when Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing Jewish history with Klal Yisrael, he mentioned Shamar because that they had never heard. The Zachar they could see in the Luchas, they had a chance to see the Luchas, but Zachar was written. Shamar had only been said, so that's why he repeats it. I don't know. Because Ramban had that very suggestive line. He says Chazal only highlight this difference. The question is, does that mean, but what they say about this is really the claw for all of them, or this is somehow unique and different? I'm not sure. Yeah, he leaves mysterious. Yeah, could be.
Did I have this part where
explain why
it's the same thing at the same time?
What? No. See, he goes on to say. Sorry if I wasn't clear. He goes on to say the Gemara highlights. Rukash Baruch said them both at the same time to put the two ideas together. And again, all over Chumash, the drush of Hekesh means you have two deans that appear in the same pasuk. In the same pasuk, it means that they overlap in terms of the rules and regulations. Here, it's not this; it doesn't appear in Chumash in the same pasuk, but Kadosh Baruch Hu said them together to tell you that they go together. Which may also mean, in general, is that the mitzvah say, that's the way the Ran understands, the mitzvah say and mitzvah losa say if Shabbos are a package deal. There's no half Shabbos, not just in the contemporary sense of half Shabbos, but the Klal. In other words, you're not going to get the full value of Shabbos unless you have the whole package. First, the boy is doing malacha, but is not engaged in Suda Shabbos, is not engaged in preparing for Shabbos, is not engaged in Oneg Shabbos, is not engaged in dressing for Shabbos, a Kavod and Oneg and Zohar, so you'll be missing out on the impact even of the Shomar, of the void malacha, the impact it ought to have. So that's very significant message was conveyed by this Hekesh. The Hekesh HaKadosh Baruch said the two of them together. Yeah.
Can you learn that from Gzeir Shabbat?
Can you learn that from Gzeir Shabbat? Which Gzeir Shabbat? Lakacha.
If there was a Gzeir Shabbat between Zohar and Shama.
Who's
creating this? And like why? It seems a little to make this whole unique thing where he says Zohar and Shama with Dibur Echad instead of just having Gzeir Shabbat, which is the system which is already in place, just adding out another one.
Yeah, why? It's a good question. A general question is, in general, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to convey certain dinim through Kal Vachomer, certain dinim through Hekesh, and dinim through Gzeir Shavah? I'm not sure that much is knowable.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you can say different partials that fits in different places, or whatever, but like in terms of Gzeir Shavah versus Hekesh, but here if we're connecting it anyway, like why seems like it would accomplish the same thing?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. Unless this serves to highlight, maybe this is Kadosh Baruch Hu highlighted, it could be, this is entirely speculative, that Kadosh Baruch Hu highlighted this Zachar Shamar equation in a very, as you're saying, a very unique way. Perhaps because this is uniquely important. Maybe, I'm not sure. Zach.
We're commanded to serve Hashem in Yireh and Avot, and the Rabban said that the ideal mitzvah is done, or we said that the ideal mitzvah is done.
Yeah, we do. We are supposed to command serve with both year and Ava. And the truth is, ideally, then there's year is a recognition that is zahirus in the language of Mrs. Sharm. Right? Recognition of life is important and life matters, and I have to take this seriously. There are goals, there are things that need to get done. Like it matters whether I make the right choice or wrong choice. And Ava is a sense of Zrizos. Like, I'm excited, I'm enthusiastic, this is exciting, I want to get this done. And, right, typically in a healthy situation, there's going to be a blend of both. But I think what Rabban is saying is that in Mitzvah Seh, and again, Sil Sharm says this several centuries later, probably in part Kohen Rabban, that in Mitzvah Seh, the predominant, in an ideal situation, the predominant mode is Ava. And in Elosa Seh, we're trying to avoid doing the wrong thing. Sometimes a person will avoid doing a thing because he's so excited to do Rasan Hashem, but there's a typically Yira is a stronger component, is the stronger component when I'm like something I'm tempted to do, whatever it may be, whatever type of aver it may be, personal aver, financial aver, I'm gonna bite my tongue and not insult someone. I'm gonna sit on my hands and not sign documents that are not 100% honest. Right? Whatever that aver may be, I'm gonna sit on my hands and not visit the website that's tempting and I know is not healthy for my neshama. Whatever that aver may be, yeah, it could be. Sometimes the person's like, I'm so in love with emotional, like I want to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon so much, I'm not gonna do it. But typically when you're pulling back in general, for the Kabbalists, Josh, right? When he talked about Rachamim and Din, that's Chesed and Gevura, Kayadua, and as the giving overflowing, that's Midas Ava and that's Mitzvah Seh. And the holding back and the self-restriction of Din or of Gura, that's Mitzvah Seh. Sorry? Right, right. The blend of both, but still it doesn't mean sometimes more of this, sometimes more of that. Tiferes might be Nikias, but that's not our focus at the moment. Ramban goes on to say we're not going to see the rest of Ramban. He goes on to say there are other important aspects. He goes on to discuss Shammai and Hillel had a debate how much should one be shopping for Shabbos over the course of the week. So he points out a whole other aspect of Zohar may be, in addition to being Kiddush, Lahazkir, to mention Shabbos at the beginning and at the end. Also, Zohar literally remembering Shabbos, having Shabbos on your mind during the week. Zohar, Aderech Drash, Zohar Zemer Shabbos, Kazu Kiddush, that's a mitzvah Shabbos, or maybe right before Shabbos, you can make Kiddush before Shabbos starts, perhaps. Rambam writes, Havdal is also part of Kiddush, but Shabbos or right around Shabbos is a mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah, that type of Zohar. But the other type of Zohar, Rambam points out on the upcoming pages, is a Tanam debate to what extent does Zohar also mean literally to remember Shabbos. And all throughout the week, Shabbos should be on your mind. And he discusses, the Gemara has a Machlok Shammai and Hillel, what does that mean? Should you be shopping for Shabbos throughout the week? Try to shop earlier, or wait later, try to get the best deal, or the best product over the course of the week for Shabbos. Rabban also goes on to talk about, he points out in the middle of a page Tav, that this idea, let's close with this. Page Tav, turn the page, smack in the middle of page Tav. See the star right over there?
Are you showing us on your page or showing us on our page?
Both. Yes. Al-Der HaPshat Omru, number 92. He says, these are all different additional levels of interpretation. Pashat Pshat. He mitzvah shenizkar tamid b'chal yom es ha-Shabbos. To think about Shabbos every single day. Shalom nishkache, we shouldn't forget Shabbos. V'lo yizchalef lanu b'shar yamim. And Shabbos should be unique in our minds and our hearts. It shouldn't be like any other day. We shouldn't be able to switch it with another day. Sunday might also be, you may have time off. Friday you might have time off. But it's not Shabbos. Ki b'zachreinu oso tamid. If Shabbos is on our mind, not just when it's Shabbos, Yizkor masturbates b'chaleis. If the goal of Shabbos is to remind us that there's a creator to this universe, so thinking about Shabbos on Tuesday and on Wednesday is going to help make that happen at all times. V'nodel b'chaleis sheyesh olam borei. We will once again subscribe to the fact that the universe has a creator, and hutzi v'osan b'osazeh, k'moshe ne'amar later on in Kisisa, ki osi b'ni uv'nechem. This is one of the great foundations of being a believing Jew, is having Shabbos on our minds. Okay. He goes on to talk more, but I think we're then. Even if you have time going forward to read another couple of lines, he goes on to say at the bottom that the fact that you count Shabbos, that we fulfill this in part through the way we refer to the days of the week. In modern Israeli Hebrew, so every day is, today is not Tuesday. Today is the third day. The third day to Shabbos. And the truth is, we do this at least. I have known people in America who try to do that. It sounds a little awkward to say, I'll meet you on Yom Chamishi. It's beautiful, but it doesn't flow well. Maybe we should do it anyways. But certainly, every Orthodox Jew who davens Shacharis has at least one chance a day when it's built in, you're going to do that. A Yom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. That's what some point out, that say the Shir Shayom is an old minhag, but the line that precedes the Shir Shayom might be a Ki Mitzvah D'Oraisa, according to Ramban. The fact that at least once a day you refer to the day of the week as L'Shabbos. Today is Yom Shlishi L'Shabbos. Tomorrow is going to be Yom Revi L'Shabbos. Ramban, again, the Ramban at the bottom of page Tav points out that might be quoting a Mechilta. Where he understands in a Mechilta, Medrash Halacha here in Chumash Mos, that's a mitzvah zaseh. So, and that's what we just talked about. The Pshuah Shamikra means the Zachar Zemar Shabbos Akasha is not just on Shabbos. Shomer Zemar Shabbos Akasha, that's on Shabbos. So avoid Medun Malacha. The Zachar Zemar Shabbos Akasha means Kiddush, but it also means the Shabbos should be in your mind. Again, so the Talmidim of Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach, they're already saying Good Shabbos for Wednesday. So I'm not sure Ramban Aser had that in mind. But for Shabbos to be in one's mind, it is definitely a kiyum of a daraisa every single day of the week. And again, it gets expressed in different ways. It gets expressed certainly the way you refer to every day of the week. Tuesday is so many days until Shabbos. And that's the mucker for that famous NCSY song. As he said, it's also other ways of expressing that Machloka Shaman Hillel about how to what extent you wouldn't be shopping for Shabbos throughout the week. I know people who ready to start baking and cooking for Shabbos on Sunday night. That lucha ora is a fulfillment of this. All right, the Shabbos should be on your mind. Yeah, Shabbos is on our minds